The Southern Africa Labour and Development Research Unit at the University of Cape Town has created a simple income comparison tool, which hopefully will aid us have a really deep and meaningful conversation around issues of poverty and inequality in this country. The head and the director of that unit is Professor Marie Leybrandt. Marie, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I suppose before we start talking about how the tool could help us have a more meaningful conversation about poverty and inequality, talk to us about how it works first.
Yes, so it's called Mind the Gap, and it's an interactive tool on the web. So if the listeners want to do multimedia, if you just typed in Saldru Income Tool, it would take you to the tool. And then it explains that this is a tool developed to allow South Africans confidentially, this is an engagement with themselves, if the data is not saved or anything, to give some information to the tool about what they think they earn, their household earns per month, and then it will locate them in the South African income distribution. So the page opens up and it asks you after tax, what is your monthly household income? So say you think it's 50,000 Rand, but then you remember your 13th check and your bonus, and so you pick 55,000 Rand. You can then select that and click, and then it will ask you, so how many people are in your household? Because obviously that's very, very important to your genuine living standards. It's not just your total income, it's how many people you have to support. And so then you will select that. So say it's you, your spouse, and two kids. You'll click four people. And then it'll ask you a very interesting question. It'll ask you a speculative question saying, from poorest to richest, where do you think you fit in the South African distribution? And so you think, I think I'm very much middle class. So you pick 50%. So then it'll tell you, okay, your household income is 55,000 Rand. There are four people in your household. So your income per person is 13,750 Rand. And then it gives you the South African distribution of income, and it shows you where you stand in that distribution. So it's a graph. And it'll tell you that actually you're at the 97th percentile. You're right up at the top. Only 3% of South Africans earn more than you per person per month. Actually, at the middle of the income distribution, you can then hover over the distribution and work out what South Africans actually do earn across the distribution. So at the 50th percentile, it's just over 1,000 Rand per person per month compared to your 13,750. At the bottom of the distribution, it's 390 Rand per person per month. So that's the purpose of the tool, is really to get you to put yourself in on the distribution, to speculate where you think you fit, and then to have a chance to hover over this distribution and see what the distribution really looks like in this country.
Because unfortunately, whenever we grapple with the discussion on poverty and inequality, the people who have money and wealth will obviously defend their position. I've earned it. I have worked hard. I've studied. I contribute X amount of. I mean, it's what I say to my brothers when they're trying to get money out of me. I say I'm the only one who wakes up at 3:30 in the morning to get to work by 4:00, whether it's raining or not. So I have earned this money. And the people who don't have it, as in households who are then on the 375 Rand scale. Just now we were talking about the difficulties that social grant recipients are receiving because of the challenges that SASSA and the postal office are facing with the disbursement of those social grants. Many people surely are left with the question, how do you live on 1,690 Rand? What can you actually attain and buy and purchase and pay for with that little amount? But it seems that those conversations are left at that superficial level, as opposed to really engaging with, so what policies are in place at all spheres of government to address this? What am I doing in my household to, I don't know, appreciate the wealth that I have, seek to, you know, empower and expand the wealth of somebody else who I have influence over?
Well, I can't really improve on what you've just said there. That was exactly the point. The point of this tool is exactly to promote that sort of reflection and engagement. As I said, it's a personal engagement. Your bright-faced colloquia with your brother and the actual social grants and the suffering of people, we have to have those sorts of engagements. You know, we're talking about building a new South Africa. The president is talking about this. It's not going to happen unless we commit ourselves to this engagement, to really understand how people live, and then obviously to engage. And this comes up on your program all the time. People are engaged in education initiatives. They involve themselves in their society. They commit to building the society. But you do then have to understand how people live. So it's fine to think that you deserve your money, and that's correct. That's a different point entirely to committing yourself empathically to understanding how other people live. And then that's the engagement, right? It's not a blame game. It's a commitment to understanding our society and getting involved to make it better, because everybody surely deserves a better life. I don't want to sound like a politician, because that's not what it's about. It's about us, our citizens, you know. But you do have to engage and understand. Otherwise, there's this lack of trust and the hostility that we pick up in our workplaces and things, because we don't want to engage. So the tools just tries to help.
I know that you will not be, I suppose, retaining the information that I input into the tool in order for me to be able to compare myself to the rest of South Africa. Where do you draw the distribution of wealth information that is on that graph? Where does that come from?
So we have very good statistics in South Africa, and that's part of the point of this tool. So we drew this thing from a national household survey called the National Income Dynamics Study, that follows about 35,000 South Africans every 2 years to work out their life trajectories. But Statistics South Africa has other surveys that are nationally representative and designed to give you this picture of our income distribution at any point in time. And the figures are reflective of January this year. So one could say, if you are clever, and we do have clever citizenry, okay, but I'm telling you my current income, so actually it's a bit off, but it's close enough. But we've got these great statistics, and part of this is the statistics for us. We're supposed to engage. Part of our engagement as citizenry is to be informed, not leave the bright-faced colloquia at, I deserve my money and that's fine. You know, we do actually need to understand and try and engage and work out, okay, what does a hugely high youth unemployment rate mean? What does it mean? You know, which households are those? Where are they? What's their livelihood like? When it rained so hard in Cape Town this week, I think we were all inherently empathic to those who live in the informal settlements. Well, we can go further. That's the start.
I've just done the exercise. It's very simple. You go to saldru.uct.ac.za, click on the income comparison tool. So there's a menu, if you like, at the top of the page, and you go to the right. It's an income comparison tool. They ask you two simple questions. The third one being, where do you think you fall on the spectrum, if you like, of income? And then it shows a graphic that is really disturbing, because up until, I imagine, around 70%, I suppose, you have a very, very, very flat line, and then it starts growing and growing exponentially. And the top 99, if you're in the 99 percentile, you're really, really, really earning a lot of money. But I imagine, Marie, you found that there are only a few people in that income bracket in South Africa.
Well, that's exactly right. So that's what the tool does. It breaks the population up into teeny little segments, a little 5% segments, actually, or even less. And that's the whole problem in this country, is the thinness of even the middle class, people who can get by without looking over their shoulder and worrying about falling into poverty. One final stat, it's exactly what you said. So 79% of the country live in households that earn a monthly income that's below the national minimum wage of 3,500 rand a month.
That is staggering.
Yeah.
That is just absolutely amazing. Well, Murray, thank you very much for you and your unit for developing this tool, and I certainly hope that it contributes positively to the important conversation we need to have about poverty and inequality.
Thank you.
Professor Marie Leybrandt, the director at the Southern Africa Labour and Development Research Unit at the University of Cape Town. Once again, if you go to saldru, saldru.uct.ac.za, click on compare your income, answer few simple questions. You'll be able to see where you are in the income spectrum of South Africa and hopefully engage positively and constructively to conversations around issues of income and poverty in this country.